Blog Talk Radio.
Well, first podcast radio, don't know what to really say. I mean, it's awesome. But anyways, we're going to be discussing speed week, I should say, for Daytona 500. I've been reading up on a lot of news today, a lot of scheduling, and I am excited for this weekend. I mean, so far, my favorite going into this race week has to be seeing what Kyle Busch and his team can do. Because honestly, looking at it, he's my favorite to go into the Daytona 500 and walk away with the W. But I was reading more about Austin Dillon and his partnership with his team, and they're sounding like they might send everyone running for their money because they got amped up on new sponsors, and basically they've been testing out these new kits for this weekend. So all the teams are arriving tonight. I've been watching the live feeds and the interviews and all that fun stuff. Yeah, so let's get into the scheduling. So Saturday, that's when basically all the big-time quals and the practices and all that fun stuff begins, and the duels, the Can-Am duels. That's probably the biggest thing I'm looking forward to during the speed week is the duels, because that right there in my determination decides the factor of who starts in what grid line, as well as who gets what position, even though if the pollster already has the number one spot. But you're probably thinking, well, what does that mean? It means from first to 10th, they get points. So first place gets 6 points, and then everyone else gets 3 or 2 and 1. So basically, you can carry those into Daytona 500, already carrying points for opening Daytona. So basically, if you rack up some of the interval points during the race, and let's say you wreck out, you're good for the season to continue on to Los Atlanta to hopefully get a win. But my biggest thing is I think Kyle Busch, I think this might be his year. So honestly, I have to see how the training goes for him with the practices and the quals, see what type of car he brings, because honestly, I have a feeling it's going to be a Kyle Busch race. Because, I mean, last year he was getting close to breaking the top five and taking the cup from Martin Truex, but it was just his team at the time, and the manufacturing was just horrible. It seemed like he was constantly wrecking. So if you're listening, if you want to call in, the number is 215-383-5764. We can discuss anything about Speed Week, coming up Daytona, all that fun stuff, who you got, who you like, and whatnot. Because with Dale Earnhardt Jr. retiring on me last year, yeah, sad. That was my driver. Yeah, so I'm in search of a new driver, so I need some hints. And no, it can't be Kyle Busch. I mean, I respect the guy, but that's my villain right now for remainder of the season until I decide to like him some more. But I'm searching for some rookies. I'm looking at some names. Don't see any that I like. So as of right now, my fingers are starting to point towards the clouds, and his name's Austin Dillon. So that's my dude I might be going with for most of the season. Jimmy Johnson, I could pull for him, but I don't want to be the bandwagon or NASCAR fan that just goes in and like, yeah, I'm going to take a guy who's, you know, previous champs before and holds the record almost, la, la, la. But I want to root for somebody that hasn't won anything yet, you know, championship-wise. So between him or Jeffrey Earnhardt, but Austin Dillon sounds like my better pick. So let's pull up some news, shall we? Let's see. Got a 2018 team preview, Richard Childress. Let's see, anything big. They got the new ECR engines for this season, so that should be a big thing because those were rated high in the class. So him, Childress, and I forgot who else, Penske, yeah, they picked up on these engines. So this right here should be twice as much as a freaking change of events for them. But last year, Dillon finished 11th in the standings, and his teammate Newman finished 16th. So to me, that's pretty symbolical. I mean, they're going to be coming into the season already, you know, placing in the top, you know, almost breaking the top 10. So I think these two right here are going to give Martin Truex's team run for their money. So honestly, I think Childress Racing might actually have a chance to do some noise in this Daytona 500. But like I said, we got to see how Speed Week goes. The practices is everything and the quals. Like, people who never watch NASCAR don't understand it. The practices is where it's at. That's where you see who's bringing the toys and who's bringing the top guns into the factor. So, yeah. But, yeah, like I said, Richard Childress, I'm liking what they're doing. Ryan Newman. Like his teammate Dylan Newman was found Victory Lane in 2000. So, yeah, they got Newman as well and the Richard Childress. So, like I said, some veterans. Dawson Dillon's a veteran. He's been there, done that. So, I mean, in my opinion, I could see it coming down between Kyle Busch and Austin Dillon if it came to my, you know, top two picks. But I can't really put my finger on it yet because no one's really started practice yet, and we don't really know what the cars are going to look like this year. But the biggest change so far is the rules that are impacted by fixing your car if it's broken down or not barely destroyed when you bring it to the pits. Last year, you could bring the whole team out over the wall and work on the vehicle. But now there's a penalty if you have, I think, four or more. You get a six-lap penalty. And then if you continue to have your whole time, then you basically get another six lap. So basically after the six laps, you might as well just throw in the towel. So, I mean, to me, that rule is going to make it more challenging for the teams and make it more eventful for race goers to watch and actually see a challenge. But I want to hear what your intake is. If you're listening, 215-383-5764 is the number. Give me a shout. Give me a call. We'll play some music, and then we'll be right back. All right, we are back with this nice little radio broadcast going on. But I pulled up the new damage policy qualifying for 2018, and it goes as such. NASCAR competition officials distributed a handful of competition updates Wednesday, so it would have been yesterday. The time limit for teams to make repairs will increase from 5 to 6 minutes. Furthermore, if a team has too many crew members over the wall while its car is on the crash clock, which is new, crash clock to be untimed, the team will be assessed a two-lap penalty. So take away what I said about six laps is a two-lap penalty instead of being parked. NASCAR officials said those changes were developed from discussions with stockholders, so basically the owners of the stocks telling NASCAR how to do their job, building on lessons learned from last season of better fit the spirit of the initiative. So I don't understand how that's going to change the competition or if it's going to make it more exciting. So, I mean, to me, I want to see how it goes. Honestly, I'm down for some change in NASCAR. I think they need to stop changing every season. I think they just need to come by with some rules that they're going to stick with for the whole entire season rather than being like the overtime line where they kept it for majority of the season and all of a sudden, like, we're just going to get rid of it. So the overtime line was a good idea, but once they got rid of it, you think about the past races they had that determined a lot of outcomes of the race, including the Jimmy Johnson's win, which Kyle Busch is third. Take it back, you know. Kyle Busch could have won, but once he hit the overtime line, the record occurred, Jimmy Johnson won. So, like I said, last year, Kyle Busch got the poo nanny. He got screwed a couple of times. I'd say, I mean, I don't support the guy. I don't really respect the guy, to be honest with you. But at the same time, I believe Kyle Busch came so close to that win, and then that overtime line determined everything. So, if you have any questions, concerns, want to discuss something with the Daytona 500 coming up, we have 18 minutes left on the show. Guest line is 215-383-5764. So, as we go into it, looking at the schedule, Advanced Auto Parts Clash, which is the duel, starts Sunday, February 11th at 3 p.m. So, basically, it determines the starting grid. And then Thursday, the 15th, starts at 7 is a Can-Am duel, and then goes all the way until 8:30, which is basically the Budweiser duel back in the day, if any of us remember so-called being it. Back when Budweiser used to have the huge sponsorship deal, the nighttime race, which it still is this year, but it's just can't call the Can-Am due to the fact they're trying to clean it up for the families. I understand, but I miss the Winston days, but that's past the fact. So, like I said, I can't really come out with a determination who I think is going to come out on top this week because I haven't seen any practices. I just wanted to be watching Saturday all day. So, Saturday, 8 o'clock a.m., I'll have my show going on, a little preview before Speed Week. Basically discussing any breaking news, early developments, all that fun stuff. So like I said, not a lot of news coming out of NASCAR just due to the fact everything's just starting and the teams are just arriving, so no huge scandals yet. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to see something with some type of rule violation this week. I mean, it always happens. Someone trying to get ahead of the game, it seems like. But right now, my top two that I have going into this week that I look forward to seeing positive work is Austin Dillon and Kyle Busch. Like, honestly, I want to see them two go head-to-head this season. Just due to the fact that Austin Dillon's not really respected, everyone hates him. Just, I believe, due to the fact he drives a number three car. I mean, it should have been retired when Dale Earnhardt died, but at the same time, I kind of like how the kid's owning that number. So, with that said, if you got anything to say before the station ends, you got to call 215-5764 and throw that host pin in, my man, and Chica's. So, like I said, the new rules for the damaged vehicle policy, I don't agree with it, but at the same time, I'm kind of sketchy with it, but I'm wanting to see how it plays out because I'm pretty sure that there's going to be that one team that ends up getting a penalty just due to the fact of the rules ain't that clear because it doesn't really give a precise number of how many people can't be over the wall. I mean, is it two? Is it three? Is it four? I mean, last year they had, what, five? And then basically that was the repairman. So either way, you're basically telling the driver, okay, well, if you don't want the penalty, you're going to the garage. And either way, you're going to end up with a two-lap penalty. Because if you take the time of how long it takes to actually get into the pit box, get your crew out there, look, take off a tire, you're already half a lap down coming up. So, like I said, I think NASCAR is getting with the times. But at the same time, I'm kind of sketchy about this rule right here. Because I think this is going to determine a lot of races, which a lot of drivers are going to probably end up nitpicking about. I believe literally either after Daytona or after Atlanta, because that's literally after Daytona. Like, they pack up, head on over to Atlanta and begin their Folds for Honor, you know, preparations. But we're more focused on Daytona, the Super Bowl, and the World Series and NASCAR. But like I said, I want to see Austin Dillon do good. I mean, the kid deserves good. I mean, he got rid of some baggage. Not going to name Danica Patrick. But if Austin Dillon could pull up this win, like, honestly, I think it's going to be a huge step in some form. Like, a second Daytona 500 win. And basically, it'll send them to a launching pad for the season. So, Richard Childress Racing, they could actually be put back on the map if need be. So, with that said, I want to wrap up the show. And I'll continue on with this as long as, you know, people are enjoying this. So, if you have any concerns, comments, anything you want to talk about, leave it in the comment block underneath on this blog. Let me know what you like, what you didn't like. And overall, just let me know your input because that is why I'm doing this thing. Again, if you want to call in, 215 383-5764. So let's see if we got any breaking news before I go. Let's see. Looking at the news right now, trying to pull up this stuff. So they got NASCAR's. Oh, yeah. So Fantasy NASCAR, if you're into fantasy stuff, I would recommend it because this year they're actually doing a payout cash for the champion. and they got rid of the caps for the drivers. So last year, for example, I bought Kyle Busch, but then I had to get some scrub drivers due to the fact Kyle Busch's cap was ridiculous. But they got rid of that, and basically you got to pick your estimate, who you think is going to get pole, and basically the winner of the race. And then after that, it goes by the setup of what your cars you have based on the drivers. So I'd highly recommend it because I'm going to do it this year, and I'm actually half tempted to see how it goes. But yeah, slow news coming out on NASCAR, just talking about how the teams are heading towards Daytona and how majority of them are already there. But so it should be an exciting day tomorrow, filled with nothing but race coverage on Fox Sports 1 for all my NASCAR peeps out there. So let's see, you know, Rush Fenway Racing, let's check them out real quick, because I'm pretty sure they're going to be a top contender too this year, like last year where they got the slow brakes and took everyone to run for the cash. I don't even know who their drivers are anymore. Let's see. Oh, they got the Rush Yates. That's a decent engine they got going on. Let's see. They got Stenhouse Jr., who finished 13th last year, and then Bain, 22nd. He would make the playoffs, but Stenhouse Jr., he was eliminated around 12 compared to Austin Dillon, who was eliminated around 16. Wow. So, like I said, this is another team that could give people a run for their cash. So, Daytona 500, though, coming up. With all that said, Kyle Busch, I honestly think he's going to make noise during this race. At the same time, I honestly believe Austin Dillon has the possibility to make noise. It's all determining who wants to show up in race and who wants it more. So, before the show ends, give me a call, 215-383-5764, and got to put in that host pin, which is 548-325-2480, followed by the pound sign. We can discuss anything NASCAR, Daytona, Speed Week, what driver you're looking forward to, what driver you're not really looking forward to. But like I said, after Daytona, we're kind of treated well because we go right to Atlanta. Atlanta is another good speedway I enjoy. Not as fast as Daytona, but more impact of, you know, strategy due to the fact of how big and wide it is. So with that said, I'm going to start wrapping up the podcast show. I just want to get a quick overview of what's coming up this week with Speed Week and my little talking points on it. So Saturday, 8 o'clock a.m., I'll have another preview of breaking news and Speed Week within NASCAR. Again, thank you all for tuning in. And if you have any questions, concerns, anything you like, anything you want to see, just leave it in the comments below. Appreciate y'all.